Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Two contemporary composers on two musical journeys. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, Missy Mazzoli joins us with a brand new opera, and later, Meredith Monk shares a new remix album of her own works. Plus, we have some important information about Monday's Greenspace show. But let's begin with an intrepid 19th century explorer, her Russian nihilist father, her Algerian soldier husband, the makings of a great story, and it's all true. Composer Missy Mazzoli has turned the tale into a work called Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt. A multimedia opera, it'll have its premiere at the Kitchen tomorrow night, but Missy's here with us today to tell us about her inspiration, an explorer whose life was short but full. Missy, welcome to Soundcheck.
Great to be here.
So, Isabel Eberhardt. You've been talking about her and this piece for a number of years now.
It's true.
Who was Isabel Eberhardt, and how did she kind of spawn this multimedia work?
Mm-hmm. Well, Isabel was a Swiss woman born in the late 19th century. And at a very, very young age, she moved by herself to North Africa, to Algeria. And, you know, as you mentioned, she led this life that really just sort of begs for an opera. I mean, she dressed as a man, as an Arab man. She roamed the desert alone on horseback. She was nearly assassinated. She was inducted into a Sufi sect that typically excluded women, but they accepted her as a man because she dressed as a man. And, you know, died at a very young age, died when she was 27 in a flash flood. I mean, a flash flood in the desert, it's like the irony of all ironies.
Right.
And so I picked up, and in this flood, you know, she, the whole time that she was in Africa, she was writing extensive, very detailed, very personal journals. And when this flood came in 1904 and sort of wiped out most of her town and killed her, her journals were sort of washed away in the flood, and her husband actually had to come and pull them out of the water and dry them off. And they were published recently, or probably about 15 years ago in English, and I found a copy in a Boston bookstore completely by random, by accident, and I was just enthralled from the moment I started reading it.
So this was a woman who literally made her own way in the world at a time when that really wasn't an option to most women.
Exactly.
And so dressing as a man, was it known that she was a woman dressed as a man, or did people genuinely think, well, that's a dude over there?
Well, my what I can gather from all the sources that I've looked at is that everyone knew that she was a woman. I think that she thought she was fooling everybody, but she has a very sort of beautiful feminine face, and it was pretty obvious that she was a woman. But I, you know, people really accepted her as a man.
So, according to Juliet Stevenson, who wrote a biography of her, she traveled with no money, living from day to day. I'm quoting here. She had no concept that chastity was of any value and was sexually voracious. She was into kiff smoking, and she lived in Morocco dressed as a man. Sounds like a real character. How much of that character do you sort of, you know, stay true to in the course of your opera?
Well, I mean, what really fascinates me about Isabel's story and about her writings is actually all the things that she doesn't say. I mean, her story is fascinating, and we do portray a lot of these very significant events in her life in the opera. You know, we show the moment when she was nearly assassinated. We show the sort of religious ecstasy when she is inducted into the Sufi sect. We show this kind of turbulent on-again, off-again relationship with the Algerian soldier. But what was fascinating to me from the moment I read them was that I was just imagining how she felt. You know, how does it feel to be a woman who has no role models, who is making this all up as she goes along,
yeah,
who is incredibly alone, who's in incredible physical danger, who's sick all the time from fever, and is just doing things that I think even by today's standards were incredibly brave. So this really set my mind free artistically, and that's actually where the opera comes from. It's not a precise documentary of her life, but it's really takes place inside of her head, and we explore in a more abstract way you know, how it felt, you know, when falling in love, and you know, all these things that she went through.
We're speaking with composer Missy Mazzoli. The opera is called Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt. And maybe we can talk a little bit about the title in a moment. But the character of Isabel is sung by Abigail Fisher.
Yes.
She's here with us as well. And the first of the excerpts you're going to do for us, first of all, it's just you. You're doing a piano reduction of the ensemble score for us today.
Yes.
So in concert, it's what, five or six people? It's the Now
yes.
Ensemble.
It's Now Ensemble, yes. Mm-hmm. That's sort of our pit orchestra is
right.
The fantastic New York-based group Now Ensemble.
And the song You Are the Dust, where in the story is this?
This takes place about three-quarters of the way through the opera. This is a song that Isabel is singing about her lover, again, who she
is
was...
Is this her husband or is
he,
this someone
at that time, he was her husband, yes,
okay.
Yes. Same man. She fell deeply in love with an Algerian soldier. They were married, but... I think that she always struggled to reconcile her independent nature with her intense love for this man. So this is sort of a song about that and about the pain of leaving him to roam the desert alone.
All right, let's hear it. This is from the opera, Song from the Uproar, based on the remarkable and remarkably short life of this Swiss woman, Isabel Eberhardt. Sung by Abigail Fisher, the mezzo-soprano, and the composer Missy Mazzoli at the piano, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
You Are the Dust. That is an excerpt from the opera Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt, by composer Missy Mazzoli, who you just heard at our piano, live performance in our studio with mezzo-soprano Abigail Fisher in the role of Isabel. The piece opens tomorrow night at the Kitchen, runs through March 3rd. All of the shows are already sold out, but there is a wait list. You can put your name on the wait list, and I understand people do get in that way. And we'll feature the Now Ensemble plus Abigail. There's a five-voice chorus. Where does the libretto come from?
So the libretto was written by Royce Vavrick, and I also wrote a portion of the libretto. It's really an extrapolation of her journals. Mm-hmm. So what Royce and I did was go through and with our director Gia Farakis and our filmmaker Stephen Taylor, decide on the events that we wanted to portray, find lines of text that Isabel actually wrote that reflected that, but then turned them into sort of more singable poetic text.
Mm-hmm. Was she, in addition to being an adventurer, this woman who dressed as a man in the deserts of northern Africa and, you know, died at the age of 27, was she an artist herself? I mean, was she of a literary bent? Is that why she kept the journals?
Exactly. I mean, she had aspirations her whole life to be a writer and, you know, worked as a journalist at times. And when she died, she left behind a book of short stories most of them are about life in Algeria and Morocco. And she also left behind an unfinished novel.
Mm.
So, and the journals themselves, even though I don't think that she meant for anyone else to ever read them, are incredibly poetic and beautiful.
So the opera is called Song from the Uproar, mm-hmm. The Lives and Deaths, plural, uh-huh. of Isabel Eberhardt. Care to explain that?
Sure. Well, you know, I wanted an abstract title, you know, and because it's an abstract piece, because mm-hmm. it's not Isabel Eberhardt, the opera.
Right,
that didn't
right.
seem right.
She is born, she grows up, she moves,
exactly,
she dies. Yeah.
You know, and the lives and deaths, I mean, what was so interesting to me about her life was that there were so many contradictions. I mean, she really valued her freedom and was an incredibly independent woman, but moved to a country where it was very hard to be an independent woman, so made the decision to live as a man. So she dressed as a man, but she was incredibly sexual and was in love with another man.
Mm-hmm.
So just all these things. And so she's sort of, I felt like she was moving backwards and forwards in time simultaneously. And I feel like her story, she really, you know, came to life for me and I think lives within me and now lives within Abby, who does such an amazing job of bringing her spirit to life on stage.
Now, you mentioned that you not only have a director and a pit ensemble with mm-hmm. the Now Ensemble, but a filmmaker as well. What's the
yes.
role of film in this?
There's film really throughout the entire opera. Our filmmaker, Stephen Taylor, at the beginning of this project, you know, 5 years ago when I first had the idea, it was really just the two of us mm-hmm. who were working on it. So the visual component of the piece is very important and was sort of in my mind from the beginning.
All right. So it is a multimedia work, Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt. This next piece that you and Abby are going to do, Mektub, mm-hmm. it is written. Is this getting towards the end of things?
Yes. This is sort of the second to last part of the opera. At this point, you know, Isabel, there was just an assassination attempt made on her life. And she's,
why?
Well, you know, good question. We don't exactly know. We know that it was a member of a rival Sufi sect who tried to assassinate her. And I think my interpretation is just because she was a very public, visible figure, because she was a European woman, that it would have been a very public thing to kill her. But actually what happened was that, you know, he came to in a courtyard to attack her with a sword. And as he was coming down to cut off her head, the tip of the sword got caught in a clothesline and missed her head and just sort of cut her arm.
Wow.
So that's a moment that we show in the opera. But this next section that you're going to hear, Mektub, happens right after that. So she's in a monastery and she's convalescing getting over this wound. And while she's there, she receives a letter from her husband informing her that he has left her for another woman.
Mm. And again, worth mentioning, all of this actually happened mm-hmm. to young Isabel Eberhardt. Shall we hear it?
Sure.
This is called Mektub. It is written, and it is, again, part of the Missy Mazzoli opera Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt. Abigail Fisher in the role of Isabel, Missy Mazzoli at the piano, live on Soundcheck. Music from composer Missy Mazzoli from her opera Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt, a live performance of an excerpt called Mektub. It is written Abigail Fisher, the mezzo-soprano, the composer herself, Missy Mazzoli, at our piano. As we mentioned in the live performances, it's the Now Ensemble, based here in New York, who actually do the full-on sound. And if you're wondering what that sounds like, this is a little bit of the overture to the opera Song from the Uproar. In a moment, we'll continue our conversation with Missy Mazzoli, and composer and vocalist Meredith Monk will join us to share a new album of remixes. Stay with us. This is Soundcheck. And some important information about our live broadcast Monday from the Green Space. We've had a change in our lineup. Yassine Bey won't be able to join us. If you're a ticket buyer and that affects your plans, look for an important message from the Green Space sent to the email address you used when you bought your tickets. But it's going to be a great show nonetheless on Monday. The Robert Glasper Experiment and R&B singer Bilal will still perform, and we'll be joined by Baba Brinkman, the rapper and playwright who recently set both Chaucer and Darwin to a hip-hop beat in acclaimed off-Broadway productions. Find out just how Baba Brinkman married Chaucer to hip-hop by tuning in or watching our live webcast Monday at 2 o'clock. Like how animals and plants all behave in the wild. So next time you shake hands or break dance or make plans, don't forget the straight facts. The information that makes your brains and hands comes from one place, DNA strands. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now with composer Missy Mazzoli, whose multimedia work Song from the Uproar, The Lives and Deaths of Isabel Eberhardt, has its premiere at The Kitchen here in New York this weekend. In the background, you're hearing another project from Missy, her own ensemble, Victoire. And Missy, I mean, people who followed your career sort of associate you with this sound, you know, the more electroacoustic as opposed to you at the piano, which was also nice to hear. It strikes me, here you are, a composer writing about, you know, a woman on an adventure. Mm-hmm. And in a moment, Meredith Monk is going to join us. and she, of course, in her opera Atlas, also told a story about a woman on a great adventure. Now, of course, her adventurer lives, which is a big difference. But was Atlas, was Meredith Monk's Atlas an inspiration for you?
Definitely. Meredith's Monk, all of Meredith's work really has inspired me, maybe more than any other composer. She really set me free artistically. And Atlas in particular, I've known that piece since I was about 15. And I was struck by how she could create such an amazing emotional arc and carry us on this journey with very little text.
Right.
And without really a clear narrative. Mm-hmm. I mean, the emotional narrative to me is very clear, but what's actually happening is not always easy to figure out. And so I love that, and that made me feel like the possibilities for opera really opened up, and it made me feel like I could write this opera.
Mm-hmm. So it's more than just the double M's in your names, Missy Mazzoli.
You know, I don't know. There's maybe some significance to that, too.
So do you see Song from the Uproar as the first of a series?
Yes. I'm hoping, I'm planning, that this will be the first in a trilogy of operas, each one about a fascinating female character of the 20th and 21st century.
Well, Isabel just barely qualifies, right, since she was very much a late 19th century person, barely makes it into the 20th. Any ideas who the other two might be?
You know, I know who the second one's going to be about, but I can't tell you. And I have no idea who the third one's going to be about. So if any listeners have suggestions about fascinating women, I welcome them.
Leave them on the Soundcheck webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. The opera opens tomorrow at the Kitchen. As I mentioned, all the shows are sold out, but there is a wait list, and you can put your name on it, and people do get in to see things that way at the Kitchen. Missy, congratulations, and it's been a long time coming. Looking forward to hearing more. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Missy Mazzoli on Soundcheck. Still to come, the work of composer and vocalist Meredith Monk, the aforementioned Meredith Monk, getting the remix treatment from an all-star lineup on a new album. She'll tell us what it was like to hear her music reshaped by Björk, Caetano Veloso, and others. That's next.